Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Kostaki Economopoulos, a new apartment, and fantasy football. It's all coming up right after this.
All right, guitar players, drummers, and singers, be quiet, because it's time now for the only coast-to-coast show devoted to the bass guitar and the lifestyle that is bass. We call it Bass Talk.
What's happening in the world of bass players?
Well, there were three people standing at the gates of heaven with St. Peter. And St. Peter turned to the first one and said, what did you do on earth? And the first person said, well, I was a doctor, and I helped people stay well, and I healed them.
Hmm.
St. Peter says, welcome to heaven. Go straight through those beautiful pearly gates. Then St. Peter turned to the second person and asked, what did you do on earth? Second person said, well, I was a teacher, and I helped mold young minds and educated children. St. Peter says, welcome to heaven. Walk straight through those pearly gates. So then St. Peter turns to the third person and asks, what did you do on earth? And the third person says, well, I was a bass player. And I used to play beautiful songs and made sad people happy. St. Peter says, well, welcome to heaven. And you can load in through the kitchen.
At least you got to go to hell. That's right. It's the show we call Bass Talk.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hey, chick.
You have something in your mouth?
Yep. One of these.
Oh, one of those lozenges?
Yep. Oh, those are those dark black ones?
Mm-hmm.
Hold them like this, and it looks like you're missing a tooth.
That's hilarious.
They're kind of, those are the gooey gummy ones.
They're not like anisette, are they?
Yeah. No, they're black currant.
Oh.
Caron?
I can't.
Caron? Sounds like a Sunday morning show on PBS.
I can't get it to stick.
Welcome to Black Current. There's Pat Godwin in the performance room. Our host is Ace Cosby. Welcome back. Josh Arnold at the Upside Sidekick Desk.
Hello.
There's Ace Cosby and Chick McGee, and here's Tom Deere.
No. Special request, though, before you get to your letter.
Okay.
I don't want to change the subject here.
All right. Ah!
Christy was we got to squeeze this in. Okay, Kostaki.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning, Kostaki.
Kostaki Economopoulos will be joining us momentarily. Well, I guess I can postpone this special request. It involves the mustard shortage in France. Have you ever been to France, Kostaki?
Yes. Yes.
How was it?
France is great. France is underrated, despite its high rating, I think.
I have a question. When people curse in France, do they say, pardon my English? I don't know. I don't speak French. Yeah, we have a special, this is a really obscure request, and I'm very proud of whoever thought of this, coming up. And it involves the mustard shortage in France. I don't know if you've heard about this. I guess the crop down 90%.
Boy.
So a big problem, as I said. And it's especially difficult in France, where they love mustard.
Right.
Did you know that they dip their cigarettes in mustard in France?
That doesn't sound right.
That does.
Have you ever smoked, Kostaki? Have you ever tried to smoke? Do you ever have cig?
No, I'm a little like my dad. My mom was a heavy smoker when I was a kid. And my dad, about once a year, would take one and smoke it and go, yeah. No, that's terrible.
Not for me.
I do that too, yeah.
Once in a while.
I see. How are things going in your life? Everything good?
Yeah, things are all right.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I've got an anecdote for you. Can I tell you a quick anecdote?
Sure.
I was in the pool with my kid, and another little kid had just arrived, and he was starting to get into the pool. It was about 7, a little chubby. He was wearing a swim shirt and a full life vest. right? And he's got the goggles right on his eyes already ready to go. And he walks over to the edge of the pool and quite confidently to no one, he says, "It's showtime."
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And he awkwardly grabs his nose and jumps in the pool. I was like, I love this kid.
Yes.
That's great.
That's all I want in life is that kind of swagger for anything. I've been a comic for 30 years. I don't have that yet.
It sounds like you need to arrange a marriage there or something. He sounds like a good man.
Because, Taki, you can have that. The next time you're on stage, whatever your next gig is, before you step out there, I want you to... It's showtime.
No. I want you to hold your nose and then say...
That's right.
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
And that's one of those things in life, when you jump into a pool, it's sort of always the same. It's kind of this, there's this sound, and then you're just there by yourself just for a second.
Hey, Kostaki, don't you love it when Tom tries to think deeply and he lacks all emotion?
Are you talking about, so you jump in the water and you're there before you breach?
Yeah, there's kind of
There's
that scene in the movie The Graduate where he's underwater, and then there's that whole kind of, it's just me in here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. I don't want to go deep.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
That is a little deep. Yeah, you're right. Okay, you're not wrong.
But that kid's right. It's showtime. Good for him.
That's fun. Wonderful.
That's fun. Now, Kostaki, have you been following the latest in the NFL?
I have. I'm excited that it's back. I've really been enjoying it very much to read the news every day. Former Falcon Julio Jones just signed a one-year deal with the Bucs, who are apparently trying to add depth to their injured reserve. I think that's what's happening there.
You see his history. Can I interrupt for one second, Kostaki? Are you in your new apartment?
I am. It's good to interrupt after joke one, Tom. Thank you.
I just can't help but notice that there's literally nothing in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Is there a
board or something?
I mean, honestly, they say that's good feng shui.
Should we take a tour? Can you pick up your computer and walk us around, or would that
there's
be weird?
There's really not much. Okay, here we go. We'll do this.
All right.
That's not what we're doing.
No, that's okay. We'll take your word for it.
Sorry, the camera is not on the computer. It's a separate. I'm an idiot.
Son of a gun.
But I mean, it's for those not that can see. It's a stark white wall, stark white door.
Window
shade.
Try. Nobody cares.
Oh my God! There's an earthquake. He's in California.
So he does have some
bicycles.
Yeah, many
bikes.
Many bikes, yes.
And then
I've got the bed right there.
Is that a studio or you're in a
studio apartment?
What I've done is it's a one bedroom, but I live in it like a studio, so the girls can have their own room.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So usually I'm by myself and it's kind of like a studio. And then when they're here, they've got their own space.
Do you have a bed or is that a mattress on the floor?
No, that is a big, beautiful king size bed. I love it. It's awesome.
You got to break that in real soon, Kostaki. You know what I mean, buddy? Okay.
How do you know he hasn't?
That's what you have to do to get rid, those thoughts.
Is that right?
Out of that slump.
Do you sleep in the middle of it or just to one side?
Where,
you know what I mean?
Just in case she shows up, she could sleep in.
Are you kidding me? I sleep diagonally across. I'm like
one side of my bed, and I'm.
What is the matter with you?
That's weird.
And you've never lived.
What kind of a comic are you? You're supposed to.
When you wake up, Josh, does it look like there's been a tornado in your bed?
No, it looks like it's very, very everything's fine.
You just go like this?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly how I make my bed.
It's like one folded corner. Yep.
Oh, I look like someone took a giant cloth egg beater. And
that's because you shriek when you sleep. I have no doubt.
You have night terrors.
Go ahead, ask Josh. Where are the pizza boxes? Ask. Go ahead. While he's sleeping.
I said nothing.
There are empties on the floor, and the one with a couple pieces left is on the
other side. You don't eat in bed, really.
No, I don't. I do not.
Kostaki, I object to eating in bed of anything at any time, and I hate it when people breakfast in bed. To me, would be the worst thing on earth.
Not surprised to hear that.
Not only that, he hates room service.
Oh, yeah.
He dislikes rooms.
You're in a hotel. You want to get out and see the world.
God. No.
Yes.
Sometimes it's so nice to just be a slug and have
the room.
Yes.
Then your room smells like uneaten toast all day, and you have to put it in the hallway. And
because
in the hallway.
You guys know how delicious uneaten toast stinks.
That really reeks the place.
And you can't put anything down because there's a tray full of food.
Let's see. Number one is cow pies. Two, toast.
Burnt pop. Yeah, and then three, burnt popcorn.
Then onions.
Good Lord.
Get onto the restaurant, get the good coffee. Come on. I'm sorry, Kostecki, you're talking about
they'll
the NFL.
They'll bring the good coffee up to you in
sure
a nice
will.
Pot.
In a big pot.
Oh, you're yeah. Yeah, so you're imprisoned in this room. No, imprisoned.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. ExpressVPN.com/Bob and Tom.
Next role with Vernon Davis. The transformative journeys of athletes, artists, and entrepreneurs.
We have very special guests. Ladies and gentlemen, Devon Franklin.
Whether it's the movies I'm doing, whether it's the TV shows, I just tap into the truth. That's what I bring to every project.
Ladies and gentlemen, Isaac Keys. People always ask, how'd you make it to the NFL? How'd you get into acting? There's a story behind all of that. It's about whether you're willing to tell your story or not.
Next Role isn't about what's next. It's about why they do it. Next Role with Vernon Davis. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Tom Brady turned 45 years old this week.
Sure. How about that?
Yeah. He's the oldest player in the NFL. No other player is even 40. He's the oldest player by over 5 years, this wow. guy. There are 104 NFL players who weren't born when Brady was drafted.
Wow.
Right?
Wow, that's amazing.
That's something.
He's older than Trey Lance and Ja'Marr Chase combined. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
But of course, the big story this week, the NFL is appealing Deshaun Watson's 6-game suspension, which begs the question, who suspended him? What's happening?
Yeah, didn't right? the NFL suspend him?
Mm. The NFL suspended him, but the answer is they had a disciplinary officer,
right.
Sue Robinson. So like a 70s middle school principal, the NFL gave the discipline job to the vice principal.
And then they thought it would be good public relations to have this extend even longer.
Yes, but right.
this
is then they're like, you didn't paddle him enough. Like, come on.
Yeah. This is fallout from the collective bargaining agreement because the players thought that Goodell was judge, jury, and executioner, and they didn't want that anymore. So they assigned it to, but now they've got it again and it's taking
long. Well, now this is fallout from the Twitter sphere, probably. People complaining that it wasn't
probably
enough.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to play next season. This season. I don't think he's going to play at all.
I think Chick's right. Yeah. One of the issues is, of course, Deshaun Watson hasn't shown remorse, unless remorse is a nickname for his penis.
Yeah.
In which case he's shown it.
He will show that.
Yeah, it's a mercury remorse. anyone?
I don't know what that is.
Mercury Morris.
Former football player.
Dolphin slash penis joke. Drug trafficking.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd get that, Kostecki. I'm sorry.
That's going way back.
Yeah, of course.
Hollywood Brown arrested for criminal speeding. At first I thought, arrested for speeding? Are they just being hard on the black guy? What? And then he was going 126 in a 65. Like, yeah, you might have to go to jail for that. I don't think I've ever even owned a car that will go 126.
But that's what's amazing. What's wrong with me? That doesn't sound that fast.
Really?
It doesn't sound that fast.
No. I could go 126 on the highway. Really,
like have you gone 126 in that car of yours?
So, Kostecki, what do you think?
Take the fifth?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all right.
Mm.
Yeah, all right. Tyreek said Tua is a more accurate passer than Mahomes. Two words for Tyreek. Drug test.
Yeah, he must be. He might be a little off on that one. Yeah.
And if we could close it out today with a few of my favorite. Every year, All Pro Wines does this. We do a meme for every team warming up for the season. Every day is a new team. I picked a few teams here that we like. Falcons. Horror film characters have a better record at home. We got Willie's team, the Colts. I already gave him a hard time about this. Rivers, Wentz, Ryan. The third year in a row, the Colts figured out the 19th best quarterback, and they went out and got that guy. the Commanders. Dan Snyder's out. We've been the Commanders for 5 minutes already. There's a mutiny. What's happening?
All right.
Aces. Yeah, are you happy about this, right? Wouldn't that be great if Dan Snyder was gone?
I don't know how they're going to do that. Then it would be nice. But
if he cheated the NFL out of money. If there's ever a time, this is the time.
Well, but the big issue that no one talks about is that if they punish Dan Snyder, there are many, many other owners that are right in line for another punishment. So they got to be careful about
unless it involves a massage parlor.
Yeah.
Robert Kraft. And
the man paid for a service. It's not that big of a deal.
Remember, didn't somebody on the Cowboys take upskirt photos of Jerry Jones' daughter? And that got leaked on the internet? Remember that? Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't remember that.
Or maybe I'd
Could we talk about some of the great guys that are having some fun playing a great game? Okay. Now, are you going to be doing fantasy football this year, Kostaki?
Of course. In fact, I'm starting a dynasty team this year.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
Now, what is the name? What is the name of your team?
Beer Pants is usually my team name.
I like Beer Pants.
It was my old poker nickname. I used to have these sweatpants that had little tiny beers all over them. And so they started calling me Beer Pants when I was playing cards one time. Nice.
So there was a time when this would apply. You would yell down the hall, honey, have you seen my beer pants? Right?
Now you I no longer have a honey or the pants. Yes.
You'd walk into one of those Hollywood poker rooms and Jennifer Tilly would go, oh, hey, beer pants.
That's right. Jennifer Tilly. She flops a big pair. You know what I'm saying?
Is this money? Do you have to pay money to enter or what's the deal?
What are you talking about? You talking about fantasy football?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not a lot. It's just enough to torture your friends about at the end of the year. It's just a tiny bit. It's a nominal amount.
So what's a dynasty team mean?
All right,
William Devane and
John Forsythe.
Fantasy, every year you draft
Linda
a new
Evans.
Team.
Charlene Tilton.
Right?
Yeah.
But in dynasty, you have about twice the roster. You have a really big roster, and you only draft once, and then you have a team sort of indefinitely forever. So it's pretty hardcore. I'm really excited about it.
Well, I've got a question for you, Kostaki. I ran this by everybody earlier today, and I want to see if you can pick up on this. Chick, I think, nailed it. This comes to us from Mr. D. He writes, my grandpa would say when he would see a woman he thought was attractive but was not attractive when we got closer that she was a Tom Dempsey. Do you know what that means?
Tom Dempsey. Was that the kicker with half a foot?
Yes. Yeah. He had his foot was, one of his feet had been injured or mangled. Or I don't know if that was a birth
issue. How does he correlate to a woman?
Well, it's because
his foot is ugly?
Can you figure out what it means that she was a Tom Dempsey?
She was some play on half a foot.
That'd be a good guess, but that would be wrong. It means that she looked good if you were 63 yards away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Insert any good kicker, really. Right. It doesn't have to be Tom Dempsey.
Right. He had the record. Gotcha.
Well, I think it does because he had the record for the longest.
Well, now he doesn't. So now it can be whoever holds
it. Who has it now?
That's right.
Justin Tucker. 66 yards.
Boy, he's a meme.
Shut your mouth.
I've got a couple names for fantasy football teams, Kostaki, that I kind of like.
Oh, I love these.
Dingo stole my Brady.
All right.
Yeah, that's always a good
Real
one.
Real dumb.
Let's see. Some of these are now either dated or really, really disgustingly blue.
Yeah, right.
I'll prepare these for you next year.
Next year.
After
next
I can review them.
My all-time favorite is your girlfriend likes Mike Ditka.
Yeah. That's a pretty good one. I like Romo says what?
Or Romophobic.
Is
another one. Okay. Now, Kostocki, once again, you can find him and find out about all pro lines and at your favorite social media platform.
Is it too late for me to join the Fantasy League? I want to try it this year, I think.
You want to try?
Yeah. Because I've got a name for my team. You ready?
Yep.
He's down, Jim.
That's a good one.
Oh, no. Oh, good Lord, Jim.
Oh, Jim.
Email me the stuff, and I'll take a look at it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kostocki.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Happy
guys.
Happy birthday to Zoe, by the way. It's her birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
How old?
4.
Now she's 4.
Oh, can you believe that?
It's a great age.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Very good. Very good. Kostocki Kanamopoulos, by the way, a single man. Did I point that out? And Kostocki also
out there
looking. He's got that bed that he only takes up a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm. Zoe needs a stepmama.
No, we call him both.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.